welcome to the December 18th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This week in virtualization, we discuss the top news stories of 2009 and talk with Microsoft's David Greshler about the year that was for Hyper-V. I'm site editor Colin Steele, here with our news director, Alex Barrett. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Thanks for having me, Colin.
2009 was a really big year in the virtualization market. The big three, VMware, Microsoft, and Citrix, all came out with major new releases. And we're starting to see some signs that VMware's dominance may not be quite what it used to be. What was the biggest story, in your opinion, and how do you think 2009 will be remembered in virtualization?
You're right, Colin. 2009 did see the release of Hyper-VR 2. It's a vSphere 4 and, to a lesser extent, Citrix 5.5. To me, the biggest story, for good or for bad, was the release of Hyper-VR 2. Hyper-VR 2 is a huge release from a market perspective and from a competitive perspective. For the first time, virtualization people have an alternative to vSphere 4. Obviously, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of vSphere 4, but it's competitive, and we are starting to see people taking a serious look at it, no doubt about it. So that was huge. vSphere 4 obviously really set the bar much higher than ESX, both in terms of performance and capabilities, and we'll see whether or not it has enough of a lead at this point to fend off the competition.
From a feature perspective, obviously, I mean, vSphere is a much bigger release in terms of what it can do, but like you said, and what makes Hyper-V such a major story is what it means for the market overall. Not even that just there's a decent competitor to VMware for once, but that competitor is Microsoft. And we all know what their history is in terms of being behind in a market. So it'll be interesting to see if they can repeat their past successes against VMware.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. I mean, releasing it from Microsoft definitely legitimizes the role of virtualization above and beyond any competitive issues. But, you know, Microsoft doesn't have a perfect track record either. They haven't won the database wars. You know, do you know anybody who has a Zune? I mean, they're not batting 300 or whatever. Forget that. Scratch that. But Microsoft isn't perfect either. So
batting 300, we've set our expectations low after this past Red Sox season.
Exactly. So we'll see. But yes, definitely, you know, Novell and Netscape Navigator loom large in people's imaginations.
We had the releases of Hyper-V and Zen Server to kind of push VMware into a more competitive situation. But there were times where VMware didn't really help its own cause either. There was the whole brouhaha over licensing for the vSphere Enterprise Edition. And they also ticked off some of their partners on support issues for ESXi. Do you think that there will be any lingering consequences from those controversies?
Yeah, I do think so. I think that, you know, VMware has deservedly earned the reputation of being kind of intransigent when it comes to pricing and not the easiest partner to work with. And it's going to take some big changes for it to shed that image. Especially on the licensing front, that obviously they'll have to swallow some bitter pills and to be viewed as a cost-effective solution as opposed to a premium-priced enterprise software company.
Microsoft, Citrix, and VMware weren't the only big newsmakers in virtualization this year. Oracle acquired VirtualIron and is still trying to close its deal for Sun, so I mean, all three of those companies had their own virtualization offerings, and it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. Cisco has the unified computing system and hired Christopher Hoff to be their virtualization director. So did you think that either of these companies or maybe someone else we didn't talk about are going to be able to become a bigger threat in the virtualization market next year?
Yeah, definitely. As far as Oracle is concerned, I'm going to withhold judgment on that point until I see what they actually deliver and see what kind of traction they have. And I think the biggest story that we could hope for from Oracle this year is for them to relax their support standards as far as running Oracle databases and applications in virtual machines other than Oracle VM. So that I think people are really looking forward to that announcement from them. Keep our fingers crossed. As far as the Cisco UCS thing, I think that's huge, not so much in terms of VMware or Microsoft, but just in general in terms of, you know, having another server option on the market vis-a-vis HP or Dell or IBM. And, you know, discussions with early adopters have been really interesting. There's a lot of interest now that people have had a chance to really think about it and digest what Cisco's done. It seems like a really compelling system, and people have to make some big decisions. Are they going to stick with the status quo, or are they going to leap in headfirst and into this new paradigm, for lack of a better word. So.
And Cisco has that virtual computing environment coalition that they formed with VMware and EMC2, and the UCS kind of plays a part in that, just the whole trend towards converged hardware and software for virtualization. Do you think that's going to be a bigger trend from other vendors next year?
It could be. I think that these kind of joint ventures traditionally don't have a huge, aren't terribly successful in the technology space. Just there's so many moving parts and there's so many entrenched vendors in different IT organizations that who knows what kind of value the VCE thing can deliver. Certainly the system itself, the UCS system, the hardware is really interesting.
News director Alex Barrett, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Colin.
We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. CertServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at CertServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. Microsoft had a big 2009, stepping up its battle against VMware by releasing Hyper-V R2, which offers live migration and other important features that previous offerings lacked. On the phone now to discuss Microsoft's virtualization push in 2009 and talk about its plans for 2010 is David Greshler, Director of Microsoft's Virtualization and Management Strategy. Thanks for joining us, David.
Well, thank you, Colin.
There was a recent study from the InfoPro that said the majority of VMware shops are considering Hyper-V or other alternatives, but mostly in addition to, not instead of, their existing VMware infrastructure. Do you think most organizations will stick with these mixed virtual environments, or will they eventually settle on one vendor's platform? And does it matter to you guys at Microsoft one way or the other?
Well, I think, 2009 really was the year of choice for virtualization. And, this year now customers can make a decision not in terms of just, only being able to pick one virtualization platform, but really being able to look at the variety of platforms out there from VMware to Microsoft's Hyper-V to Citrix as well. So it is, I think it's good for the customer and it's good for the market to have choice, and that's what's exciting about this. Now, from our management perspective, right, our view is that we understand there's going to be heterogeneity. And that happens on a number of fronts. Our System Center tool manages both Hyper-V but also VMware because we understand people are going to have these mixed environments, so our product's there to make that happen today. That's not something you're going to see VMware offer. They only allow you to manage their hypervisor. So, our strategy is, no, when you're going to manage something, you need to acknowledge that there's complexity in the infrastructure and that you need the tool, one tool, one console to be able to manage the variety of different offerings that are out there. And by the way, it's not just at the hypervisor level. It's also at the operating system level, because the thing about virtualization is you can't think about one machine, one OS anymore. And with Hyper-V, we support all kinds of operating systems running on top of our hypervisor. So therefore, our management tool, System Center, allows you to manage to the same granular level that you can manage Windows, the other operating systems that are out there, like Linux, Unix, and so on.
What's Microsoft's virtualization customer base now compared to where it was at the beginning of the year, and how does that align with your projections?
Well, it's growing really fast. If you look at some of the data out there, IDC says we've now reached 24% of all the new shipments out there. Customers are deploying it. And there's a couple of reasons why. One is they want choice. So they may have started with VMware, but now they realize they can get all the same functionality for about one-sixth of the price with Microsoft. So they're beginning to, have these mixed environments. Secondly, we've made it easy for them, right? I mean, it's part of the operating system. It's like the networking stack. You just turn on the role, you have virtualization. So I think what's happening is that we've not only sort of provided virtualization for the people who are already doing virtualization, but we've enabled virtualization for the people who had never done it before. So that includes not only the large enterprises, but a lot of traction in the mid-market as well, where up to this point, people hadn't really considered that, but are beginning to see that even with small deployments, being able to shrink, from 10 machines to 5 means a lot to a small or medium business.
There were some nasty exchanges between Microsoft and VMware and your supporters in various blogs and other websites over the course of this year. How do you think these and other incidents affected the perception of both VMware and Microsoft? And has the reaction changed your approach to competitive marketing at all?
Well, you know, I think it's there's nothing wrong with, you know, when you're in a situation where there's only one player in the market, right? They get to say whatever they want, and people have to put up, frankly, with their pricing and everything else that's out there. The beauty of the free market and the beauty of competition is that when you have another player out there or multiple players, right, you can, a dialogue begins. So, the feedback we've received, frankly, is that people are really happy we're out there. And they're happy that we're questioning some of the sort of principles about the cost of virtualization and things along those lines. So, did we offend a few people? Possibly, but I think that on the whole, competition is good.
What features can we expect to see in the next version of Hyper-V? Is there a timetable for its release? And what other virtualization projects will Microsoft be working on in 2010?
Sure. Well, we haven't announced, again, at this point, we're really on par with all the features that VMware offers. We have not announced the next rev of Hyper-V. We haven't actually announced specific features that are there. But certainly, rest assured, we're working on that, and you'll be hearing more certainly over the next year about what our next steps are in the hypervisor area. But where there's real growth and where there's still a lot of room for value is in management, because without management, it's as if you're sort of flying blind. I like to compare it to air traffic control, right? You've got all these airplanes in the sky, all these virtualized OSs and workloads floating around your data center. But if you don't have air traffic control monitoring that, you get ready for a big disaster. So I think what we've realized over time is that management is an essential component of the whole virtualized data center movement. And in that area, we're doing a lot of work. One is, and I mentioned this before, the fact that now we can manage to the same level of specificity, not just Windows workloads and Windows operating systems, but Unix and Linux workloads. So you can have, from a single console, all those workloads and insight into them all the way down to the app level. The other piece, of course, is we work really hard to make sure that it doesn't matter whether those workloads are virtual or physical. The fact that we can allow you to manage both from the same console means that you can sort of move forward knowing that you've got you're not having to go through a revolutionary process, but rather an evolutionary process. So in terms of how we are thinking about management, especially for next year, you're going to see us talk a lot about sort of the next stage of System Center. And in fact, we already did a technical preview of a technology that we've been working on called App Virtualization for Server. And that's a really interesting technology. It takes the concept of not encapsulating an operating system, but rather encapsulating a workload and making it so that you can move that workload around without installing it to the operating system and yet processing it on the operating system. Now, we've done that with desktops for years with our App V product, what was formerly SoftGrid Softricity. But now what we're doing is working on making that same technology work on the server. And the implications of that are significant. So that's just one of a lot of innovations you're going to see happening over the next year around the management side of the technology.
Microsoft's David Greshler, thank you for your time.
Sure. Enjoyed talking with you, and have a great new year, and here's to 2010. A lot more exciting opportunities with virtualization happening.
Thanks again, David. This is the final episode of This Week in Virtualization for 2009. We'll return in January, but in the meantime, we'll have a bunch of year-end features for you on searchserververtualization.com, including the top 10 news stories of the year, predictions and trends for 2010, our Product of the Year awards, and more. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization, and have a happy holiday season.